Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Came down, you know, that's on the trucks, and then it set down on the axle that going across down through there in the back end. And so my dad and I, you know, we're engineers. Bless God, we went and got us some house jacks. You got a house load of furniture, hydraulic jacks, and we jack that truck up. And then we got us some of that 4x4 treated blocks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And we cut us a V in the top of one of them, and we cut us a V in the bottom. And we got us about 4 or 5 inches, and we set that block down on the axle and put one up there on the frame, and then took us a logging chain and brought it back down there. One of what they call them turn things, or you pull it down good, and we put a bolt in there where it could pop out on both sides. Boy, we were engineered. By the way, we might not have had no spring or shock action, but we was going to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma to Remy to get reamed out. Amen. And that's the way all we needed when we rolled out of Columbus, Georgia. My dead-in-law remembers the day we pulled out of the driving parking lot. All we needed was Granny on the top. We'd have been to Clampus going to Remy. But we was engineered. Hallelujah. But what had happened, we had just entered into faith. And I mean, I just got to the point in faith, well, if God don't put me over, I will starve to death. And that's sort of like would sound unbelief to you, but that's where you got to be when it comes to faith. I mean, either it's done or it's not. Either I'm going to believe it or it's not. And I've got to be prepared. Whatever comes my way, it's done, it's mine, I've entered into rest, and here I am. And I'm going that way. Say, Brother Randy, what is it like when you get there? What is it? Can you describe how I would react in a circumstance that if I entered into the rest? Can you describe to me exactly what I would do, the reaction that I would have, and the response that I'd have to God's Word? I absolutely can. In fact, the Bible gives us a perfect example of what it's like for you to enter into that place of rest. Turn to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. This is exactly what it's like to enter into that place of rest that I'm talking about. We told you how to get there. How? Meditate on the Word of God till you believed it. Because they that have believed automatically enter into rest. If you're trying to get God to do it, that means he hadn't done it yet. And in order to receive from God, according to Mark 11:23, he said, what things you ever desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have. And this is what it's like, a prime example of what it's like to enter into faith and enter into that rest. Matthew 8, verse number 5. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. I mean, this guy is sick about dead. Verse 7, it says, and Jesus said unto this man, said, I will come and heal him. It says, but the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. He said, but just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. How about that? It says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Says, when Jesus heard it, he said, he marveled, and said to them that followed, he said, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And you can't find that he said that anywhere else but about this man. And he had many faith seminars, but he said, this man had the highest type faith. What kind of faith did this man had? He simply believed the word that Jesus spoke. Look what it says as we go on. And I say unto you, verse 11, Jesus answered, said, I say unto you that many shall come down from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of God. He said, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this is what I want to get to. Verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Said, how did that take place? Jesus told him, go your way. You know what the man done when Jesus told him to go his way? He started going, see you later, Lord. I'm going home to see my well servant. See you later, Lord. See you, Lord. Why? He entered into rest. He believed that he received. How did he know that his servant was healed in that self-same hour? Because when he got home, he said,
Well, there he is on the front porch. I knew I'd see him. Boy, I think he's looking good, too. I mean, boy, look at that guy. I mean, the Lord, oh, man, the Lord knows what he's talking about. Boy, yeah. But the man just went his way. Jesus said, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And when you believe, it will be done unto you. And they that have believed do what? Enter into rest or peace. You're not trying to get God to do it. You're not in a hustle bustle, hurry scurry, helter skelter. I mean, it's just once and for all a settled fact that it's done, it's done, it's done. So this is an example about somebody entering into rest. Go thy way. That's what Jesus said. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And that's exactly what happened. His servant was healed when? In the self-same hour. And the moment that you believe is the moment that your healing starts, your financial needs are met, your circumstances and situations are turned around. And it might not all be instantaneous like the flash of a camera, but it starts the moment you believe. And you just keep the switch of faith turned on. How? In rest. It's done. It's done. It's done. The healing power of God was administered to my body. And it's working in me right now, affecting the healing and the cure. In fact, I'm healed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And the devil's going to slip up and say, hey, when do you think you're going to get healed? Wait a minute, devil. I'm not going to get healed. What do you mean you're not going to? I thought you said a while ago you were healed. No, I'm not going to get healed. I'm already healed. Isn't that right? Because if he can get you into that arena, remember, of future, out yonder, trying to get it, or God's going to do it, then you've not entered into faith. Because they have entered into faith, entered into rest. And somebody that's trying to, God do it, they're not resting, are they? They're chasing something. Just like the old donkey with a clown on his back, with an apple on a string. And that's the way the devil will take you around the arena of life, trying to get you out yonder to get something, so that you'll stay away from this realm that really caused it to come to pass in your life. And what is that realm in closing? That realm is what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe right then by faith that you receive it, and then you shall have it. How do you know that you've entered into faith? Because they that have believed or have faith do enter into it.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.